Catholic hospitals, like most religious healthcare institutions, follow a set of medical ethics based in religion. It's probably unnoticeable for a patient with a broken leg, but for others, the difference is clear. There's a gap between what the Catholic Church deems acceptable and what the law allows, especially in reproductive services. That gap includes abortion, stem cell research, vasectomies, treatments for infertility, emergency contraception for rape victims, and birth control counseling. Angela Wallace was so upset when she heard that U of L Hospital would accept Catholic directives in the merger that she and her friends put together a petition to stop it.
It's scary just in general not having health insurance and to think that I would have to rely, you know, on a hospital that's under some sort of religious directive to do that. You know, I would probably go somewhere else if I could.
Several hundred people have signed the list, and it'll be published as an ad in the Courier-Journal this weekend. But U of L says Wallace and others have nothing to worry about. Even though they share a faculty, the School of Medicine isn't part of the hospital, and Dean Edward Halperin says everything that's done today will be done after the merger, but not necessarily in the hospital.
We will provide that service. Now, if folks, I could tell you, here is exactly the room that I'm going to show you where it's going to be done today, I would have done that.
Halperin says private merger talks have made it clear that abortions, vasectomies, stem cell research, and other services will continue, although at separate facilities. But there are some procedures that have to be done in hospitals. For example, many women opt to have their tubes tied right after cesarean sections, so another potentially dangerous pregnancy and surgery can be avoided. But the church doesn't allow it. It's not clear where this procedure could be done after the merger.
There's a very good example of this in Austin, Texas.
Lois Utley is the director of Merger Watch, a group that stands against restrictive healthcare consolidations. She says the most workable solution for a problem like Louisville's is to create a hospital within a hospital. In Austin, the fifth floor of a recently merged facility was turned into a women's hospital. It handles all childbirth and reproductive issues and is free from the religious directives of the rest of the building. U of L will be given $15 million to upgrade or build facilities to provide controversial services. And while Halperin has hinted that the money could go to an Austin-like solution, Utley says it's not that easy.
You have to separately employ people to work for a hospital within a hospital. You have to essentially get a separate hospital operating license for it.
Mergers typically accomplish some sort of economies of scale and allow you to cut costs.
Attorney General Jack Conway announced this week that he's going to look into the merger because of the concerns he's heard from patients. He can't stop it, but he can advise the federal regulators who have to give the deal final approval. Conway says it's odd that there are so many unanswered questions.
I think they may have been in a rush to announce it. Yeah, I've heard from many doctors, they have questions.
But Conway may not get many answers. At a press conference Wednesday, Dean Halperin and his boss gave plenty of assurances that the merger wouldn't hurt patient care, but they couldn't cite any specific examples or provide other details. And none of the other parties involved in the merger returned requests for comment for this story. Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.